devastation as flooding sweeps valley. Upper Calder Valley communities are counting the cost after ferocious Boxing Day floods battered the borough, leaving homes and businesses devastated. It's estimated that around 2,000 homes and 200 businesses were hit, and those affected now face a long journey of recovery ahead. In Mytholmroyd, residents were evacuated as the town was cut off by several feet of water. One resident described the Boxing Day disaster as worse than the infamous floods of 2012. At its worst, the centre of the village was completely underwater, with residents terrified levels would rise further as the rain continued to fall. In one of the most dramatic moments of the day, an elderly man had to be rescued by fire crews after he tried to drive a Land Rover into the water. Emergency services had to use a boat to get to the stranded vehicle before smashing the sunroof and pulling the driver from the car. Helen McGarry lives just a few feet away from the flood and said she had never seen the river so high. Upholstery firm Vale Bridgecraft in Mytholmroyd, which employs more than 70 people, saw much of its stock and warehouse completely ruined. Company MD Stuart Chadwick said, "We had around 5 feet of water through the building, and the effect on us is massive." He estimated the water will have caused around £300,000 to £500,000 worth of damage, but stressed outstanding orders will still be honoured, only later than planned. Burnley Road Academy was also left devastated by the floods and will have to close for 6 months. The Mytholmroyd School was severely affected by the torrential downpours. The children will be relocated to another school, and the Parents, Teachers and Friends Association has set up a fund to raise money to help the school recover. To donate, visit crowdfunding.justgiving.com/Lauren/Waterson-1. The River Calder burst its banks further out of the town, leaving Mytholmroyd Cricket Club, Ludden and Foot Bowling Club and a row of bungalows next to the river flooded. Hebden Bridge was once again one of the worst hit areas, as many of its streets were submerged under water. And in Todmorden, residents said the town was completely cut off as roads in and out of the town were closed as floodwaters continued to rise. Soldiers from the Duke of Lancaster's regiment were drafted in to assist across flood-hit areas. The Calder Valley Search and Rescue Team also helped with a number of rescues, including checking the welfare of several elderly and at-risk members of the community. A spokesperson said, "The scale of the destruction is vast, swift, and heartbreaking, and as members of the community, we feel the extreme sadness too."